track 12, and now we come to our feature articles. We've two feature items today, kindly supplied by Newton Abbot Museum. The first concerns the development of Courtney Park in Newton Abbot. It's read for us by Beryl.
The development of Courtney Park. Soon after the arrival of the South Devon Railway into Newton Abbot in 1846, its major landowner, Lord Courtney, the Earl of Devon, began plans to develop his holdings in the area surrounding the new station. Land which had comprised of a field of turnips and two sections of pasture grazed by farmer Maddicott sheep and cropped for hay by farmer Mudge was to be laid out as a park surrounded by fine villas and buildings of differing styles on the two main sides. Work began in 1856, and 10 years later, Lord Courtney offered the park to the Walborough Local Board on a 21-year lease, which was renewed in 1887, prior to the Town Council finally purchasing the park in 1897. 7 years earlier, the Walborough Board had paid for new ornamental gates to be erected at the main entrance to the park from the railway station, designed by the board's surveyor and manufactured by Mr. Jonas Steer. Railings were extended 80 feet either side of the gates a week later, and in August 1890, the editorial of the local paper expressed the view that, in Courtney Park too, the beds are now blooming profusely, making the attractive park more beautiful still. During the last week or two of brilliant summer weather, the frequenters of the park have been very numerous, and really, Newton is a privileged community to be possessed of such a delightful spot in which to pass away the leisure hours. Later, in 1893, the appearance of the main entrance to Courtney Park had been improved by the erection of two handsome vases just inside the gates, presented to the board by their manufacturer, Messrs. Hexter and Humphreyson, whose brickyard was located on the Newton Road at Kingstainton. The vases at this initial site appeared in numerous postcard images in circulation even up to 1925.
Our second item concerns the building of the fish ponds and the bandstands in Courtney Park, and Celia is going to read this one for us.
Fish ponds and bandstands. In 1901, the residents of the villas surrounding the top of Courtney Park found it necessary to complain within the press about the level of disruption being caused by building work on what they termed as the formation of a reservoir. It seems residents did not believe that it was merely ornamental and was serving another practical purpose, which it did not, and felt that it was initially quite ugly. The view was that now it was practically finished, it had, at last, put on a favourable appearance, and it was becoming an object of attraction and commendation. The only point of the correspondent's dissatisfaction was the necessity of placing it at the head of the park to secure the necessary pressure. The latter comment would indicate that some people thought it was possibly a water supply to the railway station or its engineering works, with residents claiming in a later letter that an underground tank and pipes would have cost far less and would not have been an eyesore in the park as it is now. Actually, it would appear more likely that the park's ornamental fish pond was in fact laid out in the early 1900s, this being backed up by the absence of any published images of the fish pond within the park prior to this time. This wasn't the only time that additions to the park proved contentious. In May 1899, Councillor Judd proposed that now the park was owned by the town, they should erect a bandstand. At that time, Newton Band was considered as one of to be justly proud of, and the bandstand would be an asset to them. It was hoped that the bandstand could be erected within 2 months, for when the hospital committee intended to hold a large event in the park. This hope was dashed by the chairman, referring to plans that had been drawn some years ago. However, the matter was referred to a committee to progress. One decision that was confirmed at this meeting was the cricket matches would no longer take place in Courtney Park. The previous plans for the bandstand could not have proved satisfactory because some 7 years later, in August 1906, the council surveyor was tasked to obtain designs for a bandstand in Courtney Park, and it was opened in 1907. However, some readers may recall that its appearance has changed twice in its life to date. At one time, it was decided to reduce the building's full-height pedestals and completely remove the roof, for these only to be replaced some 10 years later.